Right in the middle of a second date update, and Mark is on the phone with us. Mark went out on a date with a girl named Rebecca. After the date, she said she had plans, and he dropped her off on a street corner a few blocks away, and she disappeared, and he hasn't heard from her since. Now, Mark just thinks she's not calling him back, but experts say that she was abducted by aliens. And that expert would be me. I'm almost positive that when we dial her phone number to try to get her on the phone to find out what went wrong on the date, nobody will answer because she's currently in space being examined by aliens. Mark, on the other hand, does not agree with me. But Mark, we're going to call the number either way and see who's right. I hope you're ready to be wrong, buddy.
I don't know. I guess I did see a strange light that night out my window after dropping her off.
There you go.
Starting to put it all together.
You're slowly changing my mind.
Did it feel really weird to drop a girl off after dinner on a dark street corner and her, like, want that to happen?
It wasn't a dark street corner. It was a well-lit street that she was meeting her friends. I just really wanted the date to keep going. I didn't want it to end.
Sure, meeting her friends. Her friends from a far-off galaxy who would beam her up into space, never to be heard from again. All right, I'm going to dial the phone number right now, see if we can get her on the phone and find out what went wrong in her date, okay?
Awesome.
Hello?
Hi, is Rebecca there?
Yeah, this is her.
Rebecca, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
I'm calling because you recently went out on a date with one of our listeners, and he emailed us to see if we could get you on the phone. His name is Mark.
Oh.
And you met Mark out at a club, and then you guys went to dinner. And ever since your date, you haven't responded to any of his phone calls or text messages. So he emailed us and was like, can you guys see if you can call her and find out what went wrong?
This is really bizarre.
He told us how you guys went out, and then you said you had a meet up with some friends. Was the friends thing an excuse to get out of the date?
I mean, he was, you know, he was nice.
You still haven't answered my question, Rebecca. Did you make up the fact that you were meeting up with your friends later as an excuse to get out of your date with him?
I mean,
I'm going to take that as a yes.
Yeah, just take that.
Move on.
So why'd you do that? What was so bad about the date?
For me, I'm more like old-fashioned when it comes to dating and stuff. And I definitely believe that a gentleman should act a certain way. And I kind of feel like he fell short of my expectations.
You mean, was he not opening doors? And
I mean, when we first met up, when he came to my house to pick me up, you know, I was waiting for him at the door, and I just felt like, you know, he came to greet me, and that was fine, and he gave me a hug, and then I was kind of just waiting, you know, for him to kind of set the tone of the date, especially with a first impression, and he just didn't really do it right.
What did you want him to do? I mean, a hug sounds pretty good to me. I don't know.
I just think like when a gentleman comes to pick up a lady, you know, he should bring her like a little token of his appreciation, like flowers or maybe a stuffed animal or something. It doesn't have to be anything, you know, expensive, but just something to say hi and, you know, I appreciate you taking the time to go out with me tonight.
So he didn't bring you essentially a gift. And that upset you.
Yeah.
Wait, okay. Do most men bring you a gift when you go out on a first date? Because I've never encountered it.
I mean, not every time, but I mean, the ones that don't bring me a gift don't really see me ever again. And the ones that do, I, you know, I'm willing to take the next step or maybe a second date. And I know a lot of people will call me old fashioned. I feel like you kind of feel that way. And maybe I am. And you know, maybe you're not. People just do things differently and have different, you know, standards and stuff.
Okay, so how was everything else on the date other than the fact that he did not bring you a gift?
He seemed genuinely nice, and it did start off a little sour, and when it kind of starts off that way, it's hard to really get, like, the butterflies going and stuff like that.
He said when he picked you up that there was a moment where you just stood at the door.
Well, I just thought that he was going out to get the gift after he came up empty-handed at first.
Like, oh.
I thought he was picking up on what was happening.
He's like, okay. I'll wait here.
So you assumed that he was going back to his car to grab you, whatever it was.
Yeah, like, I thought he had forgotten it in his car.
So you knew in that moment when you were at the door and he had nothing for you that you would never go out on a date with him again?
I didn't know at that moment. I thought maybe somewhere down the line there would be, like, a surprise or maybe a gift waiting, like, on the seat in the car or at the restaurant or something like that. But, yeah, then when I realized, it kind of just fizzled out for me.
So he took you out the whole time and no gift.
What a jerk.
Right. No gift. Man.
You know what? I think he should realize that he needs to be more of a gentleman, and we should tell him that.
Go for it.
But how about you tell him? Because he's actually on the line listening right now.
Hi, Rebecca.
Oh, my God. I didn't know you were there.
Yeah. Listen, Rebecca, I'm really sorry. I had no clue what your expectation was for our date. You know,
I mean, I don't think it's too much of an expectation for a girl to feel, like, excited and appreciated the first time she goes out. And, you know, it just didn't really live up to what I thought you were going to be when you showed up without, like, a gift or something. I mean, I don't have time to teach a guy
how to
be romantic.
You're right.
What?
I completely agree with you. I don't know. I don't know where my head was. I definitely should have, you know, brought something.
Are you
serious right
about,
now, Mark?
Dude?
Thank you, Mark. I do appreciate you saying that.
No, wait.
I mean, people have their ways, and she's absolutely beautiful, and she knows it, and she deserves to be treated from the very beginning just like that.
You know, she's, like, putting, like, all the emphasis on material things, right?
I wouldn't say, like, material things. I mean, I don't care. He could have read me a poem at my door, and that would have been something. It doesn't have to be something that costs money. You know what I mean? Just a gesture.
You actually want a man to stop and read you poetry when he picks you up.
She's old-fashioned, Brooke.
That's just awkward.
I mean, what's awkward about a guy who's trying to actually woo a girl and, you know, be old-fashioned and be romantic? If you don't like romance, I mean, that's on you, but I would like to feel something when I meet someone.
Yeah, sometimes you want a guy to show up and read you a sonnet. It's like a Shakespeare type experience.
But like I said, it could have been anything. I mean, I'm not expecting diamonds. It's just the thought that goes into something like that, and a guy who knows how to treat a woman.
Listen, I totally understand what you're saying. I definitely should have been way more of a gentleman and much more attentive to your needs, you know?
Oh, my God. You are kissing her ass.
I'm really sorry I didn't get you a gift.
Hey, Rebecca, if you think about it right now, this is sort of a gift.
Yeah.
Right? He went through all this effort to try to get a second date with you. Would you like to go on a second date with him? We will pay for it.
And, Rebecca, I promise I will get you two gifts. One to make up for the last time, and one for this time.
You hear that, Rebecca?
Oh my God.
This could work out in your favor.
Oh, my God.
Two gifts.
I mean, I really appreciate the effort. And, you know, if you are willing to do that, I'd give you a second chance, even though I really shouldn't.
Oh, my God.
You know, a real man would just know. But, you know, you have gone through all these great lengths. And, I'd say okay.
Oh, my God.
I promise you won't be disappointed.
There you go. Oh, Rebecca, wow. You should know. A real man should already know, but sometimes a lady needs to teach a man how to act. And so maybe Mark just learned right now how to treat you.
I think we've made progress here today.
Wow.
So I will pay for a second date for you guys, but Mark, you get the gifts yourself, okay?
that's awesome, yeah.
All right, so that's a yes from both of you. You guys will go out again?
Yes.
Is this like the ones that don't like that they're dating?
Oh my God, is this going to be like opening gifts on their date? Like,
congratulations, you two.
Yep, thank you.
I feel like this is the start of something really good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
And by start of something good, I mean the start of Mark being bankrupt.